Artwork Newspaper Issue 240, March to April 2026. Title, Editorial Comment. Artwork P.O. Box 3 LNAB 41, Artwork, at, famadrum.com. Comment 1 Title, Let's Fight the Copyright Barons. No apologies for returning yet again to the very vexed question of the devastating effect the ruthless raiding of copyright has had, and is continuing to have, on creators, whoever and wherever they may be. In typical cowboy style, big tech is riding roughshod over those in the creative world whose very lifeblood is the copyright material they labor to create. We've been here before, of course. One might have hoped that governments and the legislators who implement their policies might have grown wise to the ways of Silicon Valley. If this country is anything to go by, it would appear that we have learned nothing. The sight of our government bending over backwards and indeed pleading with big tech to spread some largesse following their relaxation of any copyright laws that exist is truly sickening. Just as bad as their pleading with developers, some of whom appear a tad notional, to put up yet more enormous data centers to gobble up scarce power and water supplies. Britain is a truly third world power. Writers, musicians, visual artists, photographers, indeed anyone who creates original material, we must all band together to defend the very important principles involved. Much of the damage has already been done by the totally indiscriminate scraping up of material by the large language models and other procedures. Those brave souls, and there are some, who are taking the fight to the robbers need our support. As we know full well to our cost already, the big boys have the muscle to muzzle the most powerful legal artillery for their cause. They mustn't be allowed to get away with it this time round. Comment to title, Watching Out for Potholes? Every year, at about this time, a drama is played out in the West Highlands. Will it or won't it run again this year? What won't run again? Why, the wildly popular Harry Potter Jacobite steam train that transports thousands and thousands of buffs the 40 miles daily between Fort William and Malague. What's the problem then? All down to winning the approval of a body called the OR. Who they then changed their name. Used to be the Office of the Rail Regulator. Okay, what are they now? Still OR, but now they're the Office of Road and Rail. Aha, so now they're the people who fix the potholes? Well, not so sure about that. So what have they got against Harry Potter, then? Nothing personal. Their worried fans get overexcited at the sight of the wonderful Glenfinnan Viaduct, open carriage doors, and fall to their certain death. Every year there is a drama over whether regulations can be relaxed so that the historic carriages can continue to be operated without costly modifications. So the venerable office need to consider matters, then. Yes, and that could take 4 months, by which time the season will be over. So who exactly are they, this inscrutable body? Artwork set out to find out, asking their media proper about the composition of their board, the members, the chief executive, their budget, principal salaries and whether they published annual accounts. Sounds intriguing. What did they say? So far nothing. Total radio silence. A 4 month wait then? Comment 3 title. Thank you, Andrew. No, not him. As we are happy and grateful to point out repeatedly, this free publication is only made possible by the generous support of our wonderful advertisers, some of whom have been there from the earliest days of our life, way back in the 1980s. Over these years there have been a number of stalwarts who have undertaken the demanding task of gathering in these advertisements. Most recently, the task has been most excellently undertaken by Andrew Gordon. Now, after a goodly number of years manning the phone and monitoring the emails, he has decided to call it a day. A very big thank you, Andrew, and enjoy a well-earned relax. His departure leaves a big gap in the organization. Suggestions please for a replacement, should you know of anyone to fit the bill. Write or email to the address at the top of this column please.